This is HPR episode 2650 entitled, My Pocket Knife, and is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by Shane Shannon, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Shane talks about his pocket knife for a few minutes.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio listeners. Today we're going to find out how good the quality is of the microphone of this Galaxy A5 phone. It's the 2017 version of the phone. And I would usually record this with my Blue Snowball microphone at home. But I was looking at the Hacker Public Radio website today and they said there's a desperate need for shows, so here's the first of hopefully three shows. I just saw Ken Fallon's ears perk up. He's going to hold me responsible, I hope, for recording not only this episode, but two more. So this one is going to be about a pocket knife I have. And then there'll be a show about an Excel function. And then a third show about making crepes with a very simple recipe. So there you go. I'm sitting under a tree outside my workplace in Niagara Falls, Ontario. And if you listen closely, you can hear the falls from here. No, I'm just kidding. We're really too far away for that. I can't hear the falls from here. I am near a road that leads to Niagara Falls, but nowhere near enough to actually hear the falls. Although sometimes we can see the cloud of vapor above the falls, so we know where it is. But I'm downtown and there's buildings in the way and lots of traffic, as you've heard. So today I'm going to talk about my OpenL pocket knife. It's a very simple, cheap pocket knife made by a French company. I think it's got a history. I think the company's been around for over 100 years. And this kind of pocket knife was originally used by farm laborers and vineyard workers. And it's a simple jackknife where the blade fits into the handle and then opens over the handle. And in recent decades, I think maybe in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, I forget, they added a feature to this kind of knife where they put a ring that locks the blade open or locks it shut. So I have the OpenL number 6, and that's got a 7-centimeter blade. Let me just look at my notes here, and I'll convert it into non-metric for you. There we go. So the blade is 7 centimeters long, and that's 2.75 inches. And I've got the one with the walnut handle. I chose the walnut handle because these knives normally have handles made of a light yellow wood. I forget what kind. But I like the darker looking wood. So it's, you'll see in the photograph, if I can figure out how to follow the instructions on the HPR website to upload photographs, you will see that it's got a nice dark handle, not as dark as oak, but it's a lot better to my eye than the look of these kinds of knives with the pale yellow handles. These things are kind of collectible. You can get handles made with olive wood, and you can get handles made with oak. And these are relatively cheap. I think I got this one for about $20 Canadian, on Amazon.ca. And they go up to about, I see the prices fluctuate to about $25 Canadian, depending on what kind of blade you get. I've got the stainless steel blade, but you can also get the blade that has carbon in it. And some people like those blades better. I like the stainless steel because you don't have to, take very much care of it. You can just wipe it off. I think there's something with carbon blades where you have to pay attention to make sure the blade doesn't rust, and you have to spend time getting a patina on it from your own hand oils. I read an article about that once, but I don't know much about that. I got the number 6 knife. There's the most popular version of this knife is the number 8, and that's got a much longer blade, more of a utilitarian knife. But the reason I got the number 6 with the 7 centimeter 2.75 inch blade is because I'm not quite sure of what the knife rules are here in Canada, what the laws are. And this pocket knife is very small. When I hold it in my fist, it's almost entirely hidden when it's closed. That brings me to another reason why I like this kind of knife by Opinel. These blades are not tactical. Have you heard that phrase before? If you look in the knife blogs and on the everyday carry blogs, they talk about things being not only tactical, but tactical. People buying things just because they look like they're military grade. This one does not look military grade or aggressive at all. It looks like something that a farm worker might use or even make themselves. And I like that because I work in education. I like having a pocket knife so that I can open envelopes and break down cardboard if I'm asked to do jobs like that. And I like it that it doesn't look very aggressive at all. Now, I carry this on me most of the time when I'm at work or at home, and I use it a lot of times for simple tasks like cutting open milk bags. Yep, I'm Canadian, so our milk is in bags, not in jugs or in bottles. So cutting off the tip of the bag so you can pour the milk. Slicing cucumbers for my children. Everyday tasks like that. It's silly, but I like having it on me. So even if I'm in the kitchen and ready to slice open a cucumber, I don't have to walk the 2 feet over to the cutlery drawer and get a knife. I can just reach into my pocket. And this one is pretty comfortable to carry. It fits in the change pocket of some of my jeans. And in some of my jeans, it fits comfortably into the pocket, depending on the fit of the jean. With some jeans, if you put it in the main pocket, it kind of falls sideways and feels a bit uncomfortable. But for those jeans, it usually fits pretty well into the change pocket. I think that's all I have to say about the Opinel knife. Oh, you know what I should do? For this podcast that is not a visual medium, I'm going to actually take my sandwich here that I brought for my lunch, and I'm going to cut it in half with my knife. Please bear with me. Okay, there we go. I have a nice ham and cheese sandwich cut in half by my knife. Let's see if I can get a photograph of it. Maybe better than the photograph I took earlier, and I'll see if I can upload that. You can see what this knife looks like and what the cut looks like. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Ecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.